When you think of hula, you might think of things you've seen from Disney movies or on a summer trip to Hawaii. But that's just scratching the surface of what hula is. There's so much more, and Radioactive's Tarina Papatu is here to show you.
How do you tell stories? A popular way in the Pacific Islands is to dance. Hawaii has hula, there's Siwa Samoa, Tonga Lakalaka, Wadi Tahiti, Fiji and Meke. The list of cultural dances goes on and on. All of these islands have
such a different style, and it's so cool. There's similarities. In the Samoan and the Tongan, there's similarities, like when they're doing their specific dances.
That was Mokihana Melendez. She's a hula teacher, also known as a kumu, here in Washington State. Melendez is native Hawaiian and has been dancing hula since the age of 5. The hula she learned and teaches is the dance of Hawaiian hula in the traditional style. Graceful, historical, and a way to tell stories without words. Not the exercise form of hula seen on social media, or the bobbleheads you see on a car dashboard. I talked to her after one of her classes.
It's important because due to the influence of the internet, like YouTube, TikToks, things like that, the perception of hula is sometimes diluted because it has a lot of Western influence.
Melendez teaches hula by keeping a hula lineage, looking towards her kupuna, or ancestors. One of those people is her kumu, Newton Hitchcock, who passed away more than 2 decades ago. Hitchcock taught her things in hula that she applies in her everyday life. She says that when she's in a rough spot, she takes a deep breath.
And I think, what would my kupuna do? What would my ancestors do? They're the ones that laid the path for us. We're just keeping it all intact and carrying on the tradition.
Melendez says Hitchcock taught her so much in such a short time. She is the last student from Hitchcock's hula halau, or school, who's still dancing the way he taught. So keeping his hula legacy is a vital part of her teaching style.
So I find that very sacred. When people disrespect me in hula, they're not disrespecting me. They're disrespecting my kumu. Don't ever disrespect my kumu, because that is a lineage that no one else carries.
At Luau, some people may see other Pacific Island dances and assume it's hula. And while they're close geographically, the stereotypes of how hula looks can be disrespectful to Native Hawaiians.
A lot of people get hula and Tahitian mixed up. I've actually had people debate with me and try to tell me, no, that's hula. They did it at the luau in Hawaii. Like, I haven't been doing this all 45 years of my life to not tell you, you know what I mean?
Melendez shows her students, as well as audience members, how her kumu taught her the important aspects of hula. Discipline, being humble, and having aloha, or love. Melendez does this by having dancers think about both emotional and technical aspects of the dance. Melendez continues to carry on the hula legacy in her halau, or hula school, which is named
Halau Hula Kale Mokihana Ika Ua Noi,
which means
a lei mokihana in the misty rain.
A mokihana lei is a necklace made of the citrus tree, native to the island of Kauai. The beauty of hula is its simplicity. The outfits, the songs, the movements, they all sum up to a rich dance, as well as an amazing story. From Radioactive, this is Tarina Papatu.